Her is my number one mommy.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard,
normal,
or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Roger that.
Geek Mom Review, How to Train Your Dragon 2. This is a movie review and a slice of life hybrid, one of many adventures to be shared by this geek mom and her rambunctious preschooler. I'm Jen. Minutes ago, I stopped myself from correcting a Twitter user when he mistakenly used the hashtag Star Trek to tweet about lightsabers. And I am an anomaly. A couple of weeks ago, my husband Dave and I took our little geekling Aaron to see How to Train Your Dragon 2. We all enjoyed the first film, and the sequel certainly did not fail to entertain us. Aaron, who will be 4 years old on July 25th, was on the edge of his seat throughout most of the film. His favorite parts were all of the flying scenes. Duh, awesome. He's particularly fond of the cute, silly dragons who hop around like kittens 1 minute, then fearlessly defend their masters the next. In fact, as he sat perched on the edge of his seat between me and my husband, he gave a very boyish
yeah!
Every time a heroic dragon took on the bad guys and won. His cheering resulted in several grins, aka facial high fives, between his parents. I think Dave and I enjoyed How to Train Your Dragon 2, or as I refer to it, How to Train Your Geekling to Love Fantasy 2, just as much, if not more, than our little one. It's an action-packed trip full of twists and turns. It's funny. It's beautiful. The acting is fantastic. Cate Blanchett is amazing as usual, and the script was well-written. As a side note, I love the new character Volka, and after the movie, I found myself thinking how awesome it would be to cosplay her at Austin Comic-Con. Did I mention I was a geek? It was only when the heavy dialogue began that Aaron's preschool-level attention span kicked in, and his focus wandered aimlessly away from the island of Burke. During the scenes that did not include brave little dragon things, he was being, well, assumed to be 4-year-old. At one point, he turned in his seat, pointed at the projector, and asked in his outside voice,
"Can I go there?"
That was just the start of the fun. His theater seat kept folding up on him, causing his Iron Man shoes to block his view of the screen. And when that wasn't happening, he was kicking the seat in front of him while periodically inquiring, again in his outside voice,
"Can I go home?"
He's a certified wiggle worm who did his very best to stay still for 2 hours, so I refrained from removing him from the theater that was, after all, showing an animated film. I know it doesn't sound like it, but he really did love the movie. But I'll let him tell you that in his own words later on. There were several great messages in this film. Morals that I, as a parent, approve of. Always be yourself. Be a loyal friend. Girls are heroes, too. Use your gifts and talents for good. Don't let bullies control your happiness. Try your best to solve conflicts peacefully. Use force only when necessary. And brains are more powerful than brawn. But the most important lesson is that forgiveness heals wounds. So don't waste your time holding grudges. It's not easy. But when you forgive others of even the most indefensible deeds, a weight is lifted, and you can begin to move towards happiness. Aaron can't grasp the deeper messages on his own. So I talked to him about the movie and expanded upon some of the themes, using examples from his own experiences. There's a lot that can be learned from this kid's movie about flying dragons, and I'm a firm believer that we should never miss an opportunity to teach our children about the principles we believe in. However, there was one scene in How to Train Your Dragon 2 that I'm glad my little one did not watch. It's the one time I can say I've ever been grateful he has the bladder the size of an almond. During the scene in question, his daddy took him to the bathroom for the second time since the start of the movie. I don't want to spoil the story, so let's just say that what transpired was awful, tragic, and extremely sad. And I noticed several other young children in the theater becoming upset. The cynical part of me thinks that DreamWorks pulled a page from Disney's classic movie playbook. You know, crying kiddos equals profit. But the other part of me knows the sad scene was a device inserted in the story for the express purpose of plot and character development. It was difficult to watch. Yes, even for me. But its inclusion was necessary in order to make a good story a great story. But ouch, DreamWorks. Ouch! Is this movie appropriate for kids under 6 and 7? It's best for parents to decide what's best for their own children on their own. I want to believe my 4-year-old could have handled it, but he definitely would have used his outside voice to ask,
"Why did he do that, Mommy?"
And then I'd have to explain the why and how of it, which is not something I wanted to do when I decided to take him to an animated movie about flying brave kitten-like dragons. Again, it was a very good movie with lots of great lessons to teach children. But be warned, there's a heartbreaking scene or two, and you'll have to decide whether or not it's appropriate for your geekling. If you need more information to make that decision, I'd be happy to help. Send us an email and I'll give you the details. And now I give you the part you really wanted to hear. The part where I turn the review over to my little boy, who's been itching to tell you all about what he thought of the movie. Without further ado, here's Aaron the Red, reporting for the Anomaly Podcast. You can't see it, but I'm wearing the proud mommy grin right now. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Aaron the Red.
And we're going to be telling you about...
How to Change Your Dragon 2. There was a boy who got stuck in ice. And there was an ice dragon. He had ice spikes. And he freezed it open like this.
Was that your favorite part?
Yeah.
What else did you like? You like the flying?
Yeah.
Tell them about the flying. How does Toothless fly?
He spreads out his wings and he flaps his wings like a bird and he flies. Also, the
Hiccup?
Two, he has wings just like a dragon and he can fly.
Yeah. What's wrong with Toothless's tail? He has to have Hiccup help him fly, right?
Yeah.
Hiccup has to be on Toothless in order for Toothless to fly, right? He can't fly by himself. They have to work together to fly together, right? Hiccup can't fly without Toothless, and Toothless, the dragon, can't fly without Hiccup. And Hiccup's the boy you were talking about that got frozen in ice, right? Yeah.
Mommy, I want to go watch something now.
Oh my goodness. You have the shortest attention span ever.
And then airplanes.
And then airplanes. That's the other movie you want to go see, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why do we want to do airplanes next?
Because it's so good. I even like the water one that lands on the water plane.
The plane that lands on the water?
Yeah.
So you can't hardly wait for this next one to come out, huh?
Yeah. I dislike it, and the next part will be, and I like it, and he'll break out or out of the water, and he'll go up a big wave that will see him and go get him in the water. There'll be something help to get him.
Because it's about fire rescue planes, right? You want to talk about your games for your...
Heapster?
We're going to cover those next, right?
I like Jake and the Never and Pirates. It's so good. I even like it, and I watch it on my iPad and games I play on it every day.
What kind of things do happen in the game that you really like?
It turns on, and you push Jake, and he says, "I got my sword," and you push Cubby, and he says, "I got my map," and you push Izzy, and her says, "I got my pixie dust," and I touch her again, and this is only for emergencies. Pixie dust away!
That's good. What does Captain Hook say?
"Help me, Smee, help me."
That's what he says? What do you get if you win?
Gold doubloons.
Gold doubloons, that's right. So we'll cover that after the Airplanes movie that we'll review.
Yeah.
How about that? Airplanes 2, and then we'll do a game review about Jake and the Neverland Pirates for the Leapster 2.
Thank you, this is Ann. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.
Good job. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, it's nighttime now. It's time to read a story. Come on. You did a good job. Give me five. No, five, not a fist pump. Give me five.
Fist pump.
Okay, Knuckles. Ouch!
Ow. Do it again.
Okay, one more time. Ow, blow it up. Good job.
Don't forget to check out our show notes for bonus material related to this episode. They contain silly photos of Aaron specific to each episode, as well as trailers and links to products discussed. Below the show notes are social media icons. Please help us reach more people by sharing our content with your friends. Sign up on our website for free to receive notification of blog posts and podcast releases. Find links to iTunes, Stitcher, and other sources to automatically download new episodes for free. You'll find all these things, plus a contact form, recording widget for audio comments, new video and photo galleries, bios, episode archive, and a donation button at anomalypodcast.com. Finally, you and your children's comments, questions, and topic suggestions are welcome. There are several ways you can send us audio comments. You can call our voicemail line at 432-363-4742. You can use the recording widget on our website, or use your smartphone or tablet to record audio and email to girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks with a Z @gmail.com.